to hear that. But what I'm doing is I'm going to record here yet another wrap-up regarding this past week, week two. And the good and bad is mostly a time element. And what I mean by that is this. We went in the same direction where we had the Perusall reading and discussion board, whereas instead of the introduction, which kind of had no grade merit to it, we put a paper in there, and I think a few of you ducked out, checked out on various parts, and I understand prioritization, but also, as I mentioned last week, there's a lot of work in 6 weeks, so it does get to be quite a bit. That having been said, I did take a little extended hiatus. Yesterday was Memorial Day, and I did nothing except eat. So I'm pretty round and happy right now. My wrap-up will probably be relatively short and sweet, as I am still only partway through grading the papers. But I do have a couple of general comments about that I'll get to later. The who I listen to kind of question, right? This is tough in a variety of ways, because you can kind of whittle this down, and maybe I'll do it in this exact way, even though I don't know that any particular one of you did it exactly like this. One could do it like this. There are sort of national, maybe even regional or local trends, right? So I would even argue national and regional trends will tell you certain jobs are worth having. Certain jobs, STEM, for example, and no disrespect if you're in the STEM field, that's great. But what happens sort of the national level is that, well, those are the only jobs, or those are the only good jobs, or those are the only high-paying jobs, and everything else is sort of suspect, or you're almost stupid if you do anything other. And again, regional, that sort of comes up only because of, in the Wichita area at least, our biggest employers are healthcare and aviation. And so that makes sense. At a more local area, looking just at Wichita, that holds true. Although, local flavor drives other things, and family and friends drive other things. So when you think about who should I listen to, it gets really confusing. And, one of the things that's really hard when you look at how those national and regional trends work at the local and sort of community level of family and friends is that, really family and friends that are trying to get you to make a smart, career choice, a smart choice in major, do not mean anything bad at all, not by a long shot. What they really do mean is they really want you to be successful in life and do well in life. And, so it's not always out of ill will. A number of you did, of course, mark or note that the voice you should listen to is God's, and I think that's true. But that's really hard. And I think that's hard because even that voice is often filtered through the same channel of family and friends, and they may tell you to do things like, oh, consider ministry or do this and that. And as someone whose wife was in ministry, as someone who's been in ministry myself for a long time, I'll be very frank with you, right? Quit. My wife quit after sort of 18 years of working in ministry because of burnout. And I'm not telling you not to go into ministry. I'm just saying we have to be very careful what people believe ministry to be. And sometimes those voices you hear are, it's not easy. It's a lot of hard work. It can be very rewarding, right? But it is also very difficult. And, so there again, meaningful voices, even God saying this, but I would caution you to be aware that any ministry God would call you to is always outward focused, and everyone is called to it. It's not really just about a job, right? And that is sort of that difference between a job, a career, and a vocation, and a calling. And when we get to using that language again of vocation and calling, it is something that, you know, going back to our conversation about identity, I think you have to do a lot to listen to your own voice and what you're really sort of good at doing that feeds your soul and feeds your passion and your energy. You know, I think I indicated last week even that if I weren't to teach here, it is so in me to teach and to coach and to train. That's what I would do anywhere. There's a particular way that I coach and I teach and I train that I think is unique to me. That is, you know, maybe that element of how I respond to the idea of calling, and that's the voice that I hear and the one that I follow. And it doesn't have to be done here, it can be done anywhere. And I think that's really the challenge for you, is to sort of take all of those voices and merge them into one, and to start to try to recognize what is your voice, what is your passion, your energy, where does that sit firmly, and where does that resonate with something that you know you could do anywhere. And as you note in my advice right there, it is clearly not a monetary piece. There's a lot of things I could be doing differently, making more money. So I'm certainly trying to follow a unique path regarding energy, passion, what is fulfilling, and what is indeed maybe my calling. So those are just a couple of short thoughts there on the discussion. When it comes to the Peruzal, again, man, you guys really just sort of knocked out the park. So no complaints there whatsoever. Keep up the good work. So my last sort of comments on the papers. Again, I'm only halfway through reading them, so if your grade's not there, don't freak out just yet. I like what's there. I will tell you the kinds of things that I'm getting used to, unfortunately, in reading in these kinds of papers, is I am much closer to 50 than I am to your age, and many of you have lived harder lives or dealt with more than I even have had to do. You've overcome quite a bit, and I think that's commendable and it's laudable, and I absolutely hate the fact that you had to do that. So, you know, that having been said, you know, sometimes those things serve as, you know, iron sharpening iron, and you come out stronger. And for some of you, it always sits as a piece, you know, like a little small piece of vulnerability in the back of your head that you hope you can override. And I will tell you, you certainly can. If you're able to talk about it, write about it, and do these sorts of things, you will be fine going forward. Last piece on the papers, these should be easy. You shouldn't have screwed them up. You shouldn't have lied and told me about someone else's life. I don't care about that. I asked about yours. So these should be relatively simple, and I hope to have those finished graded by the end of the day. excuse me, as this is Tuesday, I will send out my Wednesday weekly reminder. But again, we're running full speed. Peruzal readings, a discussion as normal, and then one more, as I call them, teach to learn. A little side note about that, as you've noticed, a couple of people this week and last week uploading videos. I like that. In fact, I really want that in the teach to learn posts. And I want that because with online courses, if you're like me, you've got to be so sick of reading stuff. You've got to be so tired of reading on a screen over and over and over. And so since we're tied to the screen for class, I like the idea of very creative, very entertaining audio visual. If you're not comfortable posting a video of yourself, I will accept an upload of an audio file. But something different, something unique, just to give us all a break. And also, quite honestly, it's something I like to see, because I like to see your creativity. I want to see you. I want to see who you are. And so have fun with it. Thanks.